In 1900, some sponge fishermen were blown off course in a storm and took shelter on Antikythera, a small island near Crete. When the storm had passed, they dived. To their surprise, they found a 2,000-year-old wreck of a cargo ship that had been carrying bronze statues. The contents of the wreck were transferred to a museum in Athens. Among them was a strange lump of bronze and decayed wood, the size of a shoebox, almost completely encrusted with limestone. This turned out to be one of the most astounding archaeological finds ever. The fragments were what was left of a mechanism that had consisted of at least 30 separate cogwheels, cut from bronze and housed in a wooden box. It was a sophisticated portable clockwork machine from the time of Archimedes. Scientists and archaeologists puzzled about what it could possibly be. From analysis of the position and number of teeth of the cogwheels, Derek Price, a British historian of science, eventually worked out that it was an astronomical device, which even had an instruction manual engraved on the side. Built around 100 BC, the Antikythera mechanism accurately predicted the relative positions of the sun, the moon, and the known planets on any chosen date, a kind of analog computer. It even signaled dates when the Olympic Games fell. Nothing quite like it has been found since. We knew the ancient Greeks were clever, but whoever designed this was some kind of genius.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. You're listening to Bonersode 73 for December 3rd, 2020. This one was produced by Kristen C. Thanks, Kristen, for supporting my bad behavior. But more than that, thanks for stepping up to the plate and hosting this Bonersode for me so I can get some much-needed rest. I haven't heard your calls yet, but I'm sure you did great. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hello, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Hey, Jacqueline, it's Kristen from down the street.
Kristen from down the street?
Yeah, I'm not too far from you over here on Jib.
Okay, well, I don't remember, but that's okay. What? What's up?
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I'm wondering if you were having any kind of, like, electrical issues today? Like, power outages or just anything like that?
No, I haven't had any problems at all. Have you?
Okay, great. No, I haven't, but here's the thing. I've got this Antikytheria mechanism hooked up, and I've got it, you know, just powered up to maximum and just kind of trained directly on your house.
What is it? A what kind of thing?
It's an experimental device. I'm calling it an Antikytheria mechanism.
Kytheria? What's that?
Well, it's all experimental anyways, but basically what I'm doing is I'm developing a warp bubble around your house just as an experiment.
What?
And it's not...
Stay away from my house without permission from me. Who are you?
Oh, I'm not there. I'm down the road from you and everything, but it's not dangerous or harmful. It's just going to... Basically, it's going to wreak havoc on your electrical grid for just a couple of weeks.
Lady, I think you're a nut. If you're building any bubbles around my house, you better get them the hell out of there. I'm calling the cops.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Crazy.
Ma'am, it's not a police matter. It's not harmful.
It certainly is. It certainly is a police matter.
Why would it? They're not going to be able to do anything about the... Jacqueline.
Hello?
Hello, Trudy?
Yes.
Hey, Trudy, it's Kristen from down the street.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I just needed to ask if you were having any kind of, like, electrical issues lately? Power outages, stuff like that?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I guess it hasn't kicked in yet. See, I'm running an experiment over here. I've got my Antikytheria mechanism just turned up to maximum.
Uh-huh.
And I've got it trained directly on your apartment over there. And so probably in about another hour or so, you're going to start experiencing just intermittent outages and things like that.
Intermittent power outages? Okay.
Yeah, because, see, here's the thing. I don't know how to turn it off. You know, I just, it's powered up to maximum and everything, but I can't figure out how to power it back down. And eventually, it's just going to kind of wreak havoc on your electrical grid.
Well, we don't want that.
Yeah.
So I think you better report it.
Yeah, I know, but there, see, this anti-Kytheria mechanism, it's experimental, so I don't think they're going to be able to help anyways.
Experimental? Who's experimenting?
Me. I'm just running some tests. I mean, that's what I meant to do, but, you know, next thing you know, I guess I twiddled the wrong knob on it or something, and this thing is just, it's got a mind of its own. I don't know how to control it.
Well, then I think you better get some help.
Oh, shit.
Really. I'm serious about this.
I know. I just, in the meantime,
I think you better call downstairs and get maintenance to come and help you.
Yeah, but I mean, they kind of quit taking my calls at this point. You know, I think they're kind of just sick of me.
Well, you don't want to foul everybody else. So I think it's very important that you.
Well, here's the thing, though. After about another 20 minutes or so, there's going to be a warp bubble that forms around your apartment. So it's going to...
That's why I'm saying you need to report this.
I know, I will. I just wanted to give you a heads up because, you know, once that warp bubble forms your apartment, it's going to start phasing in and out of space-time. And then, you know, it's going to snowball from there.
What is your apartment number?
I'm at 1469.
14 what?
69.
1469?
Yeah.
Well, that's a townhome, isn't it?
Yeah. That's correct.
Well, I think you better report this, really. I'm serious about this.
I know, I will, but I just wanted to let you know, because once you start phasing in and out of this space-time continuum, it's going to be kind of a pain in the keister for you.
Well, you better report it right away.
Because I don't have any control over which dimensional plane you end up in.
You better report it right away because we can't have that kind of thing going on.
I know, it's just
you better report it right away.
I will, as soon as I get off the phone with you. But I just wanted to give you a heads up because in about a half hour, once you start shifting into another dimension, your gravity is going to start inverting as well.
Yeah, you let them know that downstairs.
Yeah, I will, but I need to let you know that it's probably a good idea if you start strapping things down. Like, do you have any rope or, you know, just any kind of, I don't know, twist ties or something?
If what? What did you say?
Just like, do you have any rope or anything? Because once your gravity inverts, everything is going to start floating upwards and then landing on the ceiling.
Well, we got too many things to try to worry about that now. You report it right away.
Okay. Yeah, I just hold on to something.
Well, we'll watch for it, okay?
You know, because
it's... report it.
It's going to be kind of like, you know, it won't...
What kind of... I can't understand why you're experimenting with things.
Oh, just, you know, for science.
Well, yeah. Science shouldn't be done here.
Well, you know, you
not
can't...
Not against where it affects other people.
Well, yeah, I know, but you're kind of all wrapped up in this at this point. You know, like you're kind of my lab rats in a way.
Well, I shouldn't. You didn't ask us to be in your. You didn't ask us to do that.
I know, and I'm sorry.
That's the first mistake you made.
I know.
If we have problems, it's going to be a problem for you.
Well, that's why the government cut my funding because I kept doing stuff like this. You know. But I'll show them. I'll show everyone. I'll prove y'all wrong. I'll show the whole world what I'm capable of.
Well, if you get if you show the whole world what you say could happen over here,
but you're going to be famous, Trudy, you're going to be famous though because you know you're going to be part of the like.
No,
the,
we didn't ask to be part of it. So
I know, but you're already a part of it, and you're going to be famous.
You didn't ask us to be.
I know,
Trudy. You didn't have a right to do that kind of thing here.
Trudy, you're getting snippety, you know? You're going to be in the scientific journals, you're going to be interviewed, you know, by the local papers.
I don't care whether, no, we didn't ask to be a part of it, we didn't agree to be a part of it.
But there's no use. This isn't a time machine, Trudy. I can't make you go back and change the past.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Trudy. It's Kristen again. I think we lost connection. Is your power starting to go out?
No.
Oh.
I just hung up because I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, why would you do that?
Because
that's very rude.
You didn't agree to be in this.
I know, but you can't. There's no use.
I don't care.
Trudy, there's no use crying over spilled milk.
I'm not crying over spilled milk. I'm just telling you.
Oh, also, that reminds me.
Be a part of this. So I don't care whether you keep saying we're part of the experiment. So now, wait a minute.
We
didn't agree to be part of the experiment. So now just...
And that reminds me, do you have any milk? Trudy, do you have any milk in the fridge? Trudy? Hello, Maria?
Yes.
Hey, Maria, it's Kristen from down the street.
Kristen from down the street. Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to call and apologize for what I did the other day.
What'd you do the other day?
Well, I was digging. I tunneled underneath your house.
You tunneled underneath our house? Are you sure you have the right house?
Yeah, you're at 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. I was tunneling beneath your house, and I installed this anti-Kytheria mechanism, like directly.
What mechanism?
It's an anti-Kytheria mechanism.
So I don't understand what this mechanism is.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. When I turned it on, I accidentally created a warp bubble around your house.
Okay, Kristen, can you hold on 1 minute, please? Hold on.
What are you going to do?
I want you to speak to my husband.
Oh, okay.
Don't do anything.
Okay. No need to get an attitude about it.
Is it on? Hello?
Hello, Roger?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Roger. It's Kristen from down the street.
Yes.
Hey, what happened to Maria, by the way?
I just got on for her.
Okay, well, yeah, but I mean, I was speaking to her, and then, you know, I don't know, she just kind of disappeared, and now here you are.
No, she just handed it to me to talk with you to see if I understood any better than she did.
Well, what, does she not like me or something? Like, I was being...
No. She didn't understand what you were saying.
I was being as friendly as I could. I don't understand why she...
It had nothing to do with being friendly. She didn't understand what you meant by warp bubble.
Okay, well, and you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay, smart guy. Explain warp bubbles to me, then. Yeah, see, I knew you were full of shit. Typical Roger.
What? Excuse me?
I just knew you were full of shit.
You knew I was full of shit?
Yeah, you're just, you know, you just think, oh, I'm the man, so I'll be able to understand anything.
Oh, okay.
It's typical sexist male behavior.
All right, I'm going to step off on this one, Kristen.
What do you mean, step off?
Okay.
You gonna hand the phone back to Maria?
No, we're done.
Well, put Maria on. I'm not done talking to her.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Maria. It's Kristen again.
Yes.
Yeah, look, I don't appreciate you putting Roger on. You know,
he's a much better techie than I am.
Yeah, but he's a sexist pig. And everyone knows it.
Kristen, I'm going to let you go now, hon, okay?
Why? Where are you going?
Have a great day. Goodbye.
Well, I'm not done explaining the warp bubble to you.
Hello?
Hello, Maureen?
Yes?
Hey, it's Kristen from down the street.
Okay.
I'm just calling because I was running kind of a little experiment over here, and I'm just wondering if you've been having any kind of like power outages or any other electrical issues?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten a couple of the sort of weird emails, which I know are scams, but I haven't had any power outages.
Oh, what emails? What do you mean?
That say, "Hi, how are you? I was wondering if you could do me a favor."
Oh, yeah, those things are bogus.
Yeah. So I've had a couple of those, but but no power outages.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I guess it hasn't kicked in yet. Here's the thing. I've got an anti-Kytheria mechanism tuned up to maximum over here, and I've got it just beaming energy directly at your house.
Huh.
And so in about probably another hour or so, you're going to start just seeing like your lights flicker and just all kinds of weird, you know, electrical anomalies.
Okay, why?
I'm just kind of running an experiment.
And what, tell me again what it is?
It's an anti-Kytheria mechanism. I've just got it just trained directly on your house.
Anti-Kytheria?
Yeah, it's kind of an experimental device that I'm working on.
And why is it trained at my house?
Just for science.
Whose science?
The world science, you know, it's for the betterment of mankind.
Yeah.
And yeah,
okay.
So here's what's going to happen. I hope you don't mind, but there's going to be
maybe I will mind.
Well, hopefully not. But let me just explain. There's going to be a warp bubble forming around your house, and it's not harmful or anything. It won't do any damage, anything like that. But it's going to basically wreak havoc on your electrical grid for about a couple of weeks until it dissipates.
I don't want that.
Oh. Well, there's no way to shut this thing down. Yeah, it's just kind of...
Well, aim it somewhere else, then.
Oh, no, I can't interrupt the process. Otherwise, I can create a...
Well, interrupt it, because I'm not going to be happy,
ma'am,
if you do that to my house.
That would create a dimensional collapse, and we don't want that.
Well, I can't help it. I do want it, because I don't want it on my house.
No, you don't even know what you're asking for right now. I mean, a dimensional collapse...
Yes, I do. I don't want my grid to collapse. I don't want a bubble around my house. And I don't want my electricity to flicker.
Yeah, well, it's only going to be for a couple of weeks. So that's, you know...
That's a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not going to go out. It's just going to flicker, you know, intermittently.
I don't care. That is very irritating, and I don't want it.
Well, look...
You look.
You can just read a book or take up a hobby that doesn't...
No,
that doesn't,
no.
What
no.
do you have against reading, Maureen?
I should not have to disrupt my life just because you're doing something weird.
Well, it's not weird, okay? It's,
yes,
it's,
it is.
It's for improvements of you know, technology.
It's weird. It's weird.
Okay, well, look.
And
just,
you don't need to do it to my house.
Well, okay, but I'm just calling to let you know, okay? I don't understand why you're...
No, not okay. You aim it somewhere else.
I can't interrupt the process. And look, I need
to... interrupt it because I don't want it, and I will complain.
Well, you can complain till you're blue in the face, but...
Yes, I can.
There's another thing I need to let you know about, though, that we haven't even got to.
All right, what is it?
So once the warp bubble forms, you're actually, like, your apartment or your home is going to start phasing in and out of the space-time continuum.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wish I was. That's going to be the worst part. It's, you know...
What? Come on. This is ridiculous.
It's mostly just a nuisance, you know, just a real pain in the keister.
I think you're lying. I don't think there is such a thing.
There's only one. It's a prototype.
Well, take it somewhere else.
I can't move it or it'll...
You've got to move it away from my house.
Maureen,
you understand?
Maureen, you're being unreasonable.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be famous.
You're being unreasonable.
You don't understand. Like, once this thing, you know, once it all works out...
Lady, cut it out. I don't want it. I will complain to the high heavens.
Well,
you take it somewhere else.
You don't understand the celebrity. Like, you're
going to
be published.
You're not going to do that to me.
You're going
to
be in the local news, all the papers.
I don't want to be in the local news.
Well, I've already got, you know, government grants and everything. Like, we can't.
I don't care.
We can't undo this. I've got.
You are not going to do it here. Have you talked to anybody at?
Oh, no. I don't want to get them involved. It's none of their business.
I don't believe you.
Well, why don't you believe me?
I think you're pulling a scam on me.
How would it be a scam? I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just letting you know.
You are, too. You're interrupting my life.
Well, that's not a scam. That's just a nuisance. You're being silly.
I would not call it just a nuisance.
Well, okay.
What's your last name?
Ronkerson?
Ronkerson?
Ronkerson.
Ronkerson.
Yeah. And, I mean, really the worst thing is going to be when the gravity starts to invert.
Come on.
Because then, like...
Just cut it out.
Like, do you have any rope or anything? You might want to strap...
Don't be ridiculous.
You're being ridiculous, Maureen. I'm trying to be...
Hello?
Hi, Patricia.
Yes?
Hey, Patricia. It's Craig from down the street.
Craig from down the street? Down the street where? Who is this?
Down west. I'm your neighbor. Not too far from you.
Craig.
Yeah.
I don't know who Craig, who Craig, who, I don't know who you, I don't know you as my neighbor. Craig who?
Yeah, Craig Ronkerson. I don't think we've ever met in person, but I'm not too far down the road from you. Anyway, I was just calling because I was wondering if you had like any kind of electrical problems lately.
No, everything's been fine at our house. Yes.
Okay. So probably in the next day or so, you're going to start seeing just kind of some weird things going on with your lights flickering and just other utility related problems.
Why?
Well, okay, so I feel kind of bad about this, but a couple of days ago, I had my anti-Kytheria mechanism tuned up to maximum, and I was pointing it.
I don't even...
What?
What? I don't even know what you're talking about. What?
Yeah, let me, I'm trying to explain.
Where do you live on it?
I'm not too far down the road from you. I'm at 34969.
Who's your neighbor? Who's right next to you?
Let's see. Cody, I think, is across the street from me.
No, I don't know who you are.
Okay, well, yeah, I know. We've already established we don't know each other.
Hello?
Hey, Patricia, it's Craig again. I was trying to explain the situation.
But I don't know who you are. I don't even know the people you're talking about who live around you.
I know. We've already established that we don't know each other. That's kind of besides the point. I just needed to let you know about the experiment I was doing and the impact that it's going to have on your utilities.
Well, what kind of an experiment were you doing?
Well, again, I had my anti-Kytheria mechanism just pointed directly at your house. And long story short,
this whole thing is ridiculous. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know how
you keep interrupting me. I'm trying to explain.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn?
Yes.
Hey, Carolyn, it's Kristen from down the street.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, were you having any kind of electrical issues at your house in the last day or so?
No.
Oh, okay, shoot. Yeah, I guess it hasn't started yet. Here's the thing. I was doing kind of an experiment. I just had this anti-Kytheria mechanism hooked up and trained directly on your house. And long story short, it's going to create all kinds of just kind of electrical issues and things like that for you over the next couple of weeks.
Tell me again what it is.
It's an anti-Kytheria mechanism, and...
Spell that for me. Anti-what?
Oh, I mean, it basically doesn't even matter at this point. I just really...
Well, it does, because my daughter knows about this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I would like to know.
It's an anti-Kytheria mechanism. It's experimental though,
spell
so I don't think your daughter would know.
Spell it, please. Spell it, please.
A N T I.
Yeah.
K Y Z L 3QR.
3QR?
Yeah. And here's, like, in addition to the electrical problems, it's also going to make the gravity in your house fluctuate. That's going to be the worst part. Like, you're going to just start seeing objects just kind of levitating and floating around the room.
So, I'm going to notice things floating.
Yeah, as the gravity fluctuates, you'll just see things kind of start to levitate.
You know, I almost think you're full of crap, Kristen, but whatever.
Why would you say that?
Because I've never heard of anything like this. We haven't noticed anything like this. Who else is affected?
Just you, just your house, because I had this device just trained directly on your house. It was supposed to just be
Why?
A test. But it
Why?
For science.
No.
Yes, no, yes, so for science.
You better hope things don't happen because I have enough money to sue your pants off. So
no, I don't wear
I'm
pants.
I'm done with this conversation,
ma'am. I'm trying to apologize.
Hello.
Hi, Gwen?
Yes.
Hey, Gwen, it's Kristen from down the street.
Okay, Kristen from down the street?
Yeah, I'm just a little ways down from you.
What?
Well, hey, I'm just calling because in about an hour or so, I'm going to be sending Cody over, and he's just going to be storing some boxes in your living room just for a few weeks.
And the boxes are what?
Well, they're full of socks. See, Cody, he, the big dummy, he signed up for this sock subscription service. But he accidentally clicked the submit button when he placed the order. He got frustrated and he clicked it like 100 times.
Hmm.
Or something like that. And so we got just too many socks over here. So I got permission, you know, from the front desk. And they said that we can store them in your living room. Just, you know, until we figure out what we're going to do with them.
Well, are they big?
They're pretty big. They're like the size of a big screen TV.
Well, I guess I don't really understand, but he'll tell me.
They're giant pallets of socks. They're enormous. You wouldn't be able to lift them. Like, no normal human could lift these boxes.
So, I don't have a lot of room in my living room, but...
Oh, that's okay. We can put them in your bedroom or, you know, just wherever they'll fit.
Well, how long will they be here?
Probably about a month or two.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't you have room?
No, well, I mean, not... I guess we do, but we don't want them over here, you know? They take up too much space and they're ugly.
Well, they probably take up too much space here, too.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
But we slipped, you know Craig over there at the front desk? We slipped him a 20, and he said it was okay to just store these boxes over at your place.
Well, for heaven's sake, who is he?
Craig, you know, he works over there in the office. Craig?
Let me check over there before you bring him, okay?
Well, no, I mean, there's nothing really to look into, you know, it's basically Cody's on his way. He's going to be there, you know, real soon with the forklift and everything, just moving these boxes in.
Forklift?
Yeah, he's got, you know, because they're too heavy on their own, you know, so he's got a forklift and he's driving them over there.
I may need to be able to move them.
You won't be able to. Yeah, because you would need the forklift and you have to be licensed. It's a whole thing, you know.
Well, I just don't think. I really don't have room.
Okay. Well, see, Craig said that you might put up a fight about this, but he wanted me to tell you to just, you know, like, just let you know you have no choice.
I have no choice?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's Craig's words, not mine.
Well, I got my Christmas things out. I just don't really have room.
There's not going to be room for any of the Christmas stuff, so just put that crap away.
Well, can you wait until I do some checking?
Well, what do you mean? What kind of checking? There's really nothing to check on.
Well, yeah, I need to check with the office.
No, they're busy over at the office. You know, Winston, he slipped and broke his hip again, so it's, you know, they got their hands full.
Well, I really don't have room to store stuff.
Well, Gwen, you're being difficult. Just let Cody put these boxes in there. They're only going to be there for like 3 months. It's no big deal.
They'll be here for 3 months?
Minimum.
No, I can't do it.
It's no big deal, Gwen. Just be a good neighbor.
Well, I'd like to be a good neighbor, but still, how come you don't store them?
Well, because they're ugly. I don't want them over here. My idiot husband ordered too many socks.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just can't do it.
Well, there's no choice. Craig said that you have to do it. It's a requirement.
Let me do some checking. Thank you.
And Cody said that you can have one pair of... Gwen?
Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Yeah?
Hey, Alan. It's Kristen from down the street.
Yeah?
Hey, Cody wanted me to call and ask if you could please stop coming over and picking the lock on his shed.
No, I can't do that.
Well, it's not your property. Like, it's just kind of rude of you to be poking around in there.
Which shed are you talking about?
My husband, Cody, you know, he's got that shed just right outside. That's where he keeps all his, you know, his sock collection. He knows that you're not taking them or anything, but you just come in there and you mix them up and just kind of leave them all willy-nilly.
Well...
And, you know, just stay out of Cody's shed, that's all.
I'm not following you. What you want me to try to pick a lock?
No, you keep coming over and picking the lock on my husband's shed.
Who's doing that?
You. We've got you on the security camera.
No, you don't.
Oh, bull crap. It's definitely you, Alan. There's no reason to play dumb with us. And Cody, you know, he's livid because he's very protective of his socks.
Well,
and you're just poking around in there and like mix matching them and everything, and you know this. It's just,
what's your address?
I'm at 2269.
2269.
Yeah. And just quit getting in Cody's shed. That's all. Like me personally.
Well, just a minute, once. Just a minute.
Okay. Look, you know, between you and me, I don't even care. You know, that's Cody's fault for having so many damn socks that he's got to put them in his shed. But, you know, Cody, like, he's just fuming, you know?
Well, I wouldn't, I mean, if somebody was poking around my shed, I wouldn't be very happy either.
Yeah, so why are you getting in Cody's shed then?
Huh?
Then why are you poking around in Cody's shed?
Well, this is some kind of a crank call.
How would it be a crank call, Alan?
Well, it is.
You know darn well that you've been poking around in Cody's shed.
I haven't been poking around in Cody's shed.
And I'm just tired of hearing about it at the dinner table every night. He's just going on and on about Alan over there just poking around.
Tell him that there isn't a 2269 drive.
I didn't say 2269.
What did you say?
Look, it doesn't even matter. You know where we are. You keep coming over here.
No. Tell me what the address is.
We're at the house with the shed on the side of it that has a bunch of socks in it, and you keep coming over like you own the damn place and just mixing them up and making sock puppets and...
Well, there aren't any townhomes with sheds beside them.
Oh, well, okay. Now you're just making stuff up. And it's getting
I'm not. You're making it up.
And it's just getting ridiculous. Just act your age, okay? You don't need to be making sock puppets out of Cody's socks.
Well, I'm upset, too, that you're accusing me of this.
Well, it's not an accusation. I'm just stating facts. I'm just the mediator here.
No, you aren't stating facts.
Because Cody, like, if you're on the phone with Cody, he'd be cussing you out. So I...
What's your last name?
Nonamsky.
Johansson?
Nonamsky.
Nancy what?
I didn't say Nancy. I said Nonamsky. That's our last name. My name
is... What is it?
Nonamsky.
How do you spell that?
Nonamski. And just cut the bullcrap, all right? That's all I'm saying. He's got thousands.
Well, there isn't anybody that by that name that even lives in.
Bullcorn, Alan. We've been here for quite a while.
Well, there isn't anybody by that name in.
Okay, look, that's enough. You know, I've had enough of this. Just, you know, his sock collection is worth thousands of dollars, and you're coming over and just turning them into toys. And you just need to grow up.
Well, I haven't done that.
Well, you're obviously guilty, and you're a liar.
I want your name again. I would like to try to get this straightened out.
Oh, it's fine. My name's Kristen. I already told you that a couple of times. But,
well, I know. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Why?
But spell your last name for me.
Oh, boy. Okay. It is N-O-N-A-M-S-K-I.
N-O-N-A-N-F-O-I.
Yeah.
And Cody.
Yeah, well, that's my husband's name.
Yeah, and Catherine.
Kristen. My name is Kristen.
Kristen.
Damn you. And anyways, just I think we've settled this. You know, you're thoroughly admonished. I know you're embarrassed, so I expect that this won't happen again.
No, it won't. I can't guarantee it won't happen again because I haven't done it. So whoever's doing it might do it again, but
okay.
I won't do it again. I'll promise that.
Well, it was only you. We only had you on the security camera, but that's fine. You're not going to fess up. I get it. You're embarrassed. So I'm going to let you go. But you just think about what you've done.
Well, you think about what you've done, too.
What have I done? I haven't done shit, Alan.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
We're both in the same boat, it sounds like.
So are you saying that my husband is insane and just imagining things?
No, I don't know. I don't know him. I can't say that.
Well, you're implying that Cody is hallucinating. You know, I didn't look at the security camera myself. I just took Cody's word for it because, you know, he's my husband. I'm not going to contradict him or he'll hit me.
Well, okay, you say you have me on camera. What color coat do I wear?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm saying Cody, you know, Cody saw you on camera, but...
ask him what color my coat is.
Well, he's out, you know, preparing his sock collection. He's, you know, he's reorganizing it. And I can't interrupt him. You know, if I go over there, he'll wallop me a good one.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, it's fine. We've got to the bottom of this. I'm going to wish you a good night, Alan.
Okay, good night.
All right, I love you.
Bye.
I love you. Alan? Yeah, hello, Alan?
Hello?
Hi, Barbara?
Speaking.
Hey, Barbara, it's Kristen from down the street.
Oh, yeah, way?
Yeah, I'm not too far from you, just down the road here.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm just kind of wondering, I know it's kind of a crazy question, but have you used your washing machine today?
No, I used it yesterday.
Okay, good. Phew, man. I was worried I wouldn't reach you in time. See, here's the thing. I was running kind of a test over here with my anti-Kytheria mechanism. And I had it pointed at your house, and I mistakenly formed a wart bubble just around your house. And
hold on. Let me turn this. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Okay.
You found what?
I accidentally created a wart bubble around your house, and it's not harmful or anything, but it's going to destabilize things for just a couple of weeks until it dissipates.
And what did you do?
I accidentally created a wart bubble around your house, and it's not dangerous, but
I don't understand what kind of bubble you said you created. A work bubble?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of like a subspace pocket. It's all kind of theoretical, but here's what I'm getting at. Here's what I'm driving at. You know, this bubble, it's going to destabilize things. And, well, the reason I asked about your washing machine is you don't want to do anything that agitates the gravity in your house for the next couple of weeks.
Does that mean I can't use my dishwasher or my... Where did you do this?
Well,
my front yard or my backyard?
Well, no, I wasn't there physically. I was pointing my anti-Kytheria mechanism directly at your house, and I had it at full blast, you know. And I just kind of fiddled with the knobs on it, and you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a dumb woman. But long story short, yeah, you want to make sure that you don't disrupt the gravity over there, because otherwise. You know, it's going to be...
What were you pointing at my house?
It's an anti-Kytheria mechanism. It's not dangerous or harmful or anything. It's just an experiment.
Why were you pointing it at my house? Which house are you in?
I'm in the purple house over here. And, you know,
In the purple house, what's the address? I don't have any, there's no purple house anywhere near me.
Well, you know what I mean, just with the purple trim. I'm at 769. And anyway, yeah, it's, see, like, you don't have any rope.
You're at 69?
Yeah, hey, you don't have any rope or anything, do you?
Well, I'm nowhere near that number.
I know, this thing is long range. Yeah. It's a highly focused beam of anti-protons.
For what?
For science. Yeah, it was just an experiment.
So what gave you the right to do that, pointed at somebody's house?
It's not about rights, you know, like this isn't really a legal matter.
Well, it is if I can't use my washing machine or my dishwasher for 2 weeks.
Well, it's probably going to be more like 3 or 4 weeks tops. You know, it takes a while to dissipate.
But, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, but in the meantime, you're probably going to want to strap things down, like the larger objects, like your couch and, you know, just the heavier furniture, because, you know, they're going to start to kind of gravitate towards the ceiling.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
The gravity in your house, it's going to invert just gradually, you know, it's not going to be sudden or anything. And yeah, that's why I was saying, like, do you have any rope or...
Tell me your name again.
My name's Kristen. And you don't need to get all snippy with me, you know? I'm just trying to be a good neighbor and let you know.
Well, is it just my house or is it every house on the block?
It's just yours. It's a localized warp bubble that formed directly around your house.
What's your last name?
Nonamsky.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, I can. But, you know, like I said, it's just a, you know, like a theoretical thing. It's not really anything that's going to physically harm you or, you know.
You're telling me I should strap down my furniture? It's going to move my furniture? Is it going to blow up my house?
Oh, no, that's crazy. No, it's not going to blow up anything. It's just going to, like all your belongings are eventually just going to land on the ceiling. But it's going to be very subtle. Like, it's going to take a while. Like, it might be a good idea for you to install a seatbelt on your couch, or just, like, wherever you normally sit.
You gotta be kidding me. Is this a crank call, or is this something? I don't know what you're talking...
Barbara, come on. You're being unreasonable. I'm just trying to let you know, to, you know, just so you're prepared.
You want me to install a seatbelt on my couch?
Just to strap yourself.
And you're calling me crazy?
Well, I mean, I don't want you to go tumbling around when the gravity inverts. So just to strap yourself in.
Tell me your last name again.
My last name is Nonamsky. Hello, Barbara? Did I lose you?
Listen, I'm trying. I don't know how to spell your last name.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. You don't need to know my name. I'm just, you know, it's going to take a few weeks and everything will return to normal and it'll be fine. I was just letting you know about the subspace warp.
So what did you point at my house?
It's an anti-Kytheria mechanism.
Mechanism?
Anti-Kytheria. It just basically projects a focused beam of anti-protons.
And why were you doing that?
For science. Wait, hold on. For science.
Are you a scientist?
Yeah, well, just an amateur. You know, the government cut my funding several years ago because I was, you know, I was just basically going rogue with what I was up to.
Well, that's what it sounds like. You shouldn't be doing this.
Well, you know,
it sounds like you're putting my home in jeopardy.
Oh, it's not in jeopardy. You're being silly. I'm giving you plenty of warning to strap your furniture down so it doesn't float into the ceiling.
And exactly how am I supposed to strap my furniture down?
If it's
that strong that it's going to move my furniture, there is a problem.
Well, just use some rope. Just get some high density rope. Go to Home Depot.
Yeah. You're the one that's crazy. You're talking, saying I'm crazy.
Oh, that's what they said. That's what they said at the back of the lab, you know. And I'll prove them wrong with this.
And where do you work? Or do you work somewhere?
Well, not anymore. They got rid of me. But I stole a bunch of equipment from the lab before I left.
You stole equipment from the lab. You pointed at my house, and now my house, and I'm not supposed to move in, you know.
Yeah, well, just don't turn your dishwasher on. You don't want to agitate the gravity. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Tell me what address are you at now?
And listen, you're going to be famous. Huh? Like, really, you should be thanking me, because you're going to be, like, your name's going to be included once I get published. You're going to be
I don't want my name. You can't publish my name in anything without my authority and my
Barbara. I won't be publishing.
I'm not interested in
Barbara.
I'm not interested in being famous. But where do you live on way?
Pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm not doing the publishing, silly. It's the newspapers and everything and the medical journals and that kind of stuff. They're going to
be. Can you give me your address on way again?
Yeah, it's 769. And this is going to make me very wealthy. So really, it's all on the up and up. Like, it's good all around. You'll be famous. I'll be rich. The world's going to be forever changed.
I hardly think so.
Listen, I got to run. I got to go take care of some laundry. Or my husband is going to wallop me a good one. I can't.
What is your husband's name?
Cody. And okay. And if I'm late with his dinner, oh boy, it's going to be trouble. So. Look, I'd love to just stay here and gab with you all day, Barbara, but, I've got womanly duties to attend to.
Yeah. How did you get my phone number?
It's in the directory. You big doofus. You big silly.
Okay. I'm going to report this, because this
has been quite disturbed.
You shouldn't be doing any kind of anything pointing toward my house.
Barbara, you're being reactionary. What do you have against progress, Hello, Barbara?
Don't call it.
Barbara, I wanted to fess up. I was just kidding about the whole thing. I didn't really create a warp bubble around your house.
So why did you call me and then do this prank on me?
It's not really a prank. See, here's the deal.
Well, I'm going to report this to property management with your phone number that came on my caller ID. And you better stop doing these pranks, if that's what it is.
Barbara, I was just getting you back.
I'm not laughing about this.
Barbara.
I don't know you. I don't know. And 6-9 isn't anywhere near my house.
I know that. Goofball. I was just playing around. Look, I was just getting you back for last year. That's all. Now we're even.
What do you mean last year? I didn't. You've got the wrong person, because I haven't done anything to you.
Well,
I don't even know who you are.
No, not me.
I don't know what you think I did last year that you're getting me back for.
Oh, I know what you did, Barbara. You were poking around in Cody's shed, messing with his sock collection.
I don't even know Cody. You've got the wrong person, and you're barking up the wrong tree with me, because I don't even know anybody named Cody.
Cody is my husband, and you were poking around. You were mixing up his socks and just making sock puppets with him. He's very protective
You've got the wrong person.
Okay, Barbara.
You have the wrong person.
You're gonna play.
I will report you if you're crazy. You're the crazy person.
Well, I'll report you for playing with Cody's socks. You just stay out of his shed.
Don't call me back again.
I won't call you. I have nothing more to say to you. Damn suck.
Okay, before you all spam my inbox about Kristen sounding a lot like Carol over at the Snowplow Show, yes, I am aware. And this is precisely why I avoided attempting a female voice with my voice changer for so long. And honestly, I didn't really notice during the calls, although I did keep tweaking the voice as I made them. But yeah. I guess it's hard to get a feminine voice out of this thing that doesn't sound more or less the same as Carol. I'm sure Brad won't mind, or he'll write me a strongly worded email. And if so, I'll just forward it to Kristen C. She produced this entire bonersode. I take no responsibility for it. So thanks once again to her for being the fall gal. And thanks to Cody No Name for suggesting that I tell people about his shed full of socks that he's very protective of. I know a bunch of you think Cody isn't a real person, that he's just a figment of my fragile imagination, but you know what? To hell with you. I don't have to prove shit to you people. Goodbye. All the way from where we came. We built a mansion in a day. Distant lightning, thunder claps. Watched our neighbor's house collapse. Looked the other way. And then the storm was overhead. Oceans boiled and rivers bled. We auctioned off our memories in the absence of a breeze. Scatter what remains, scatter what remains. Pushed away, I'm pulled toward a come down of revolving doors. Every warning we ignored, drifting in from distant shores. The wind presents a change of course, second reckoning of sorts.
Give a damn.